The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you The Sound Prince from Kentucky Castle of the Blind is up for March 3rd. The Board of Publications meeting will be March 12th at 9 p.m. from ACB. Worlds of Books meeting will meet March 19th. Mystery Books meeting March 24th. Fiction Old and New meeting April 5th. And there will be meetings of the Friends of Bill W. at convention. That schedule is coming up. Scholarships to convention for leadership and first-timers. Those scholarships I will be reading about. Those are due by April 3rd. There will be a tour of the Memorial Art Gallery in Rochester during convention. Eyes on Success featured Code Jumper and the Braille Blaster software from American Printing House from org is available now. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prince Audio Magazine for March 3rd is now online. KCB visits Capitol Hill about low vision, diabetes, Medicare, and autonomous vehicles. Tips for writing your personal and family history. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprince. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prince Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prince Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Dear ACB members and friends, normally we would be holding our Board of Publications call on Tuesday night, but we have rescheduled the BOP meeting to take place on the 12th as follows. Date, Tuesday, March 12th. Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Dial 1-218-862-4569. Code 841-831, hashtag. We will be posting an agenda closer to the time and date of the call. Thanks and please enjoy the rest of your week. Signed, Ron Brooks, Chairman, ACB Board of Publications. Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on March 19th, 19, to discuss Educated, a memoir, DB90188, by Tara Westover. The NLS annotation follows. Educated, a memoir, DB90188. Westover, Tara. Whelan, Julia. Reading time, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Read by Julia Whelan. Religion, biography. Memoir exploring the author's path from being raised in a fundamentalist paranoid Mormon family where she was homeschooled to eventually working her way to graduate degrees at Cambridge and Harvard. Discusses hardships faced by the family, abuse at the hands of a sibling, and more. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Copyright 2018. The Bookshare link for this book can be found at https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/244276#. Return path equals capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, J, A, capital D, 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, number 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, M, X, P, capital Y, capital Z, R, capital Z, X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital U, capital V, K, D, capital W, capital N, H, D, capital V, G, capital V, K. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for the Worlds of Books is as follows. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group, time Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. https://zoom.us/s/28620055 iPhone One Tap in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923, 2862005 56 # 1-408-638-0986, 2862005 56 # Or telephone, dial for higher quality, a number based in your current location, 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986. Meeting ID, 2862005 56 International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Subscription information. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tech-talk-discussion plus subscribe at groups.io. That's tech spelled T-E-K. Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time meets the fourth Sunday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2200 Greenwich Mean Time. The Mystery Book Discussion Group will meet at 5 p.m. Eastern on March 24th, 2019 to discuss Edge of Eden. Eden, by Nicholas Prophet, 2 F's, 2 T's. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB33668. It does not seem to be on Bookshare. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for the Mystery Book Discussion Group is as follows. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/7104-34624 or iPhone One Tap in the U.S. at 1-408-638-0986, 7104-34624 # or 1-646-876-9923, 7104-34624 # By telephone in the U.S., 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986. Meeting ID, 7104-34624. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney, DB86852, on Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Inspired by the real-life Margaret Fishback, the highest-paid woman in advertising in the 1930s, Lillian Boxfish is an independent and opinionated 85-year-old woman who impulsively decides to take a walk on her own all around Manhattan on New Year's Eve in 1984. Please join us on Friday, April 5th, as we discuss Lillian's adventures and reminiscences on this walk and share your thoughts about this irrepressible female character. Here is the Bard annotation. Lillian Boxfish takes a walk, a novel, DB 86852. Rooney, Kathleen. Reading time, 8 hours, 53 minutes. Read by X.E. Sands. General. New Year's Eve, 1984. At 85 years old, Lillian Boxfish walks through Manhattan, visiting some of her favorite spots. She thinks back on her career when she was briefly the most successful woman in advertising in America, a career she left behind for marriage, motherhood, divorce, and a breakdown. Strong language and descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook. Copyright 2017. Co-hosts Michelle Bernstein. Email Hamlet's Sweet Lady at gmail.com, and Sherry Wells. Email sherrywells1157@gmail.com. Date, Friday, April 5th, 2019. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Zoom invitation. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Meeting link, https://zoom.us/j/61331348 iPhone 1408638 0986 #6133134888 # or 1-646-876-9923 #6133134888 # If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the following numbers in the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. You will need to enter the meeting ID, 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/S9-0. I'm sorry, that's not a zero, that's a O. Capital A, 6, C, capital R. Subscription information. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to AW-Announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to TEK-Talk-discussion plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Contacts: Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2s@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Sherry Wells. From Janet Dickelman, the Friends of Bill W. will be meeting in Rochester, New York during the 2019 ACB Conference and Convention. Meetings will be held on Saturday, July 6th at 4 p.m. and Wednesday, July 10th at 7 p.m. Room location will be in the convention program. Stop in for an hour of serenity. Format to be determined. Literature provided. I think this used to be AA. If you would like to explore off-site meetings in the Rochester area, here are a few near the convention center. Daily Line by Line, noon, Bill and Bob's, 289 Monroe Avenue, 14607. Daily Park Avenue, morning, 7:30 a.m., Emmanuel Baptist Church, 815 Park Avenue, 14607. Daily Brown Baggers, 12:05 p.m., Emmanuel Baptist Church, 815 Park Avenue, 14607. Daily Complete Freedom, 5:30 p.m., Bill and Bob's, 289 Monroe Avenue, 14607. Daily Twilight, 5:30 p.m., Emmanuel Baptist Church, 815 Park Avenue, 14607. Visit https://www.rochester-newyork-aa.org/download-meeting-lists/. For a complete listing of meetings in Rochester or call central office at 585-232-6720. We have found the free app Meeting Guide to be useful and accessible in locating meetings nearby, getting directions, and directly linking to rideshare options if desired. For additional information, contact Kirsten at 585-721-2624. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. On Tuesday, July 9th, don't miss this unique opportunity for art, music, and history lovers attending the 2019 Conference and Convention of the American Council of the Blind. The Memorial Art Gallery, MAG, is Rochester's art museum with a distinguished collection that spans 5,000 years of world art. Guided by individuals in our community who are blind, MAG has developed programs that welcome individuals to touch selected sculpture, as well as listen to verbal descriptions of major works of art in the collection. A short concert on the museum's rare 18th century Baroque organ is included. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt and the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to four people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400. Or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. To make reservations online, visit our website, www.acb.org, and follow the 2019 convention link for online reservations. Please feel free to contact me with any questions via phone, 651-428-5059, or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. Step into the leadership spotlight. Apply to become a 2019 ACB and J.P. Morgan Chase Leadership Fellow by Kenneth Seaman Sr. New email address, seamien.k@att.net. Do you meet the qualifications of the ACB and J.P. Morgan Chase Leadership Fellows program? If so, the leadership spotlight is shining in your direction. Read below to confirm your eligibility and necessary commitment to become a member of the 2019 Class of Leadership Fellows. For the fourth consecutive year, J.P. Morgan Chase will provide full access to the ACB Conference and Convention for five ACB members who have demonstrated leadership abilities. Get connected with previous classes of leadership fellows who have taken advantage of this enlightening experience while meeting other members and active leaders from around the country. By attending the 58th Annual ACB Conference and Convention in Rochester, New York, as a leadership fellow, you will be introduced to tools for success through participation in informative workshops, seminars, and leadership development sessions that are sure to prepare you to serve well in future leadership roles within ACB, your local chapter, and your state or special interest affiliate. To be a qualified applicant, you are required to meet specific criteria, including but not limited to the following three elements: 18 years of age or older, blind or visually impaired, an ACB member in good standing. Eligible applicants must be endorsed by the president of their state or special interest affiliate. The application process for this award also consists of submitting two letters and participating in a telephone interview with a team of DKM committee members. The applicant's letter will include the objectives in applying for the Leadership Award, a brief summary of your education and relevant experience, number of years of membership in ACB, as well as previous conventions attended, if any, description of one's role as a leader, and examples of what you bring to ACB. Be sure to add your full name, physical address, telephone number where you can be reached, and your primary email address. The affiliate president's letter of recommendation should address the applicant's contributions to the affiliate, ACB and community organizations, and describe the applicant's demonstrated leadership skills and leadership potential. 30-minute telephone interviews will be scheduled for mid-April. All recipients receive round-trip transportation, hotel accommodation, double occupancy, per diem stipend for meals and incidentals, convention registration fee, and reception and banquet tickets. Recipients are expected to attend the convention from the opening meeting Saturday evening, July 6th, through the Thursday evening banquet, July 11th, and to participate actively in all designated convention activities, including daily general sessions, special interest presentations, seminars, and workshops. Send application documents to Kelly Gask in the ACB at National Office, KGASQUE at ACB.org. Deadline for receipt is April 3rd. Apply today. Don't be late. Selected awardees will be notified during the latter part of April. Questions regarding the application process and required documentation should be directed to DKM Chair Kenneth Seaman Sr., semien.k@att.net. Other beneficial information will be shared once your application has been received. The DKM First Timers Committee encourages members who have never attended an ACB conference and convention and have a desire to learn more about ACB and its rich history to march forward to participate in the DKM experience while joining the class of over 40 current DKM First Timers and interact with hundreds of other members during the 58th annual ACB conference and convention in Rochester, New York this July by completing all required steps. To be eligible for consideration, each applicant must meet specific requirements, which includes being age 18 or older, blind or visually impaired, an ACB member in good standing, and never have attended a previous ACB national conference and convention. In addition, two letters must be submitted for each applicant, a letter of application from the interested member and a letter of recommendation from a state or special interest affiliate president. The letter of application introduces the applicant to the committee and contains reasons for applying for the award. A brief summary of education and experience related to the applicant's community service, contributions to the affiliate, and the significance of the First Timers Award to the applicant's personal or career development. The letter of recommendation should include the applicant's leadership contributions and potential. Another step of eligibility for applicants will be the expectation of undergoing a 30-minute interview with a team of DKM committee members during mid-April. The DKM program at ACB honors recipients by funding round-trip air travel and supporting transportation, hotel accommodations, double occupancy, per diem allowance for meals and incidentals and leadership activities, reception, banquet tickets, the general convention registration fee, and other activities determined by the committee and ACB Board of Directors. Optional tours and other fun activities are not covered by the program. The responsibilities of each recipient include, but are not limited to, attending the full week of conference and convention activities from Friday, July 5th through Friday, July 12th, participating in daily general discussions, keys to the convention seminar, along with special interest and committee seminars, while interacting with ACB leaders and fellow members. Applications and supporting letters should be forwarded to Kelly Gask, KGASQUE at ACB.org, and must be received in the ACB National Office no later than April 3rd. Incomplete applications will not be considered. The DKM committee will select the 2019 first-timers during the latter part of April. Eligible applicants will be notified shortly thereafter. The selection process will conclude with two recipients being awarded as DKM first-timers, one from east and one from west of the Mississippi River. The DKM committee reserves the right to recognize two recipients from east or west if there are no qualified applicants from one of the specified areas. All questions should be sent to DKM Chair Kenneth Seaman Sr., S-E-M-I-E-N at sbcglobal.net, or dial 409-866-5838. We look forward to offering support to every applicant in an effort to ensure a rewarding experience. Eyes on Success, Episode 1910, was Learn to Code with Code Jumper, airing March 6, 2019. Show notes at http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/show_notes_1910.htm. Have you ever wanted to become a computer programmer but didn't know where to start? Well, Code Jumper from the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, may be just what you're looking for. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Dave Wilkinson, Director of Sales and Customer Service at the APH, about Code Jumper and how you can learn from it. Check out the searchable archive of over 400 episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on your smart home device by saying play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. From aph.org, Braille Blaster software is a revolutionary new tool for Braille transcribers and others who need to produce high-quality Braille material quickly and efficiently. It takes advantage of the rich markup contained in MIMAS, National Instructional Materials Accessibility Standard, files, and EPUB files to automate basic translation and formatting, and to make more advanced tasks quicker and easier. Designed primarily for editing textbooks that meet the specifications published by the Braille Authority of North America, BANA, the purpose of Braille Blaster is to help Braille producers ensure that every student has his or her Braille textbooks on the first day of class. Braille Blaster relies on LibLui, a well-known open-source Braille translator, for translating text and mathematics to Braille. Braille Blaster provides all the tools necessary for a trained transcriber to efficiently produce a quality embossed Braille textbook from an original publisher file using the raw translation from LibLui. Using Braille Blaster, testers have seen a substantial increase in the number of pages that a transcriber can produce compared to the current methods. The Braille Blaster editing tool offers Braille transcribers a rapid means to translate Braille accurately in UEB or EBAE, format Braille, automate line-numbered poetry and prose, split books into volumes, add transcriber notes, describe images, automate Braille table of contents, glossaries, preliminary pages, and special symbols pages, automate a variety of tables, and do much more. Other Braille Blaster features include style, print, and Braille views that allow the transcriber to see the print text and Braille text simultaneously and operate styles all at the click of a key. Both Windows and Mac OS versions are available. The development of Braille Blaster and modifications to LibLui are part of the REAL, R-E-A-L, Resources with Enhanced Accessibility for Learning plan. The REAL plan is an ongoing initiative of the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, to improve the conversion and delivery of Braille and other accessible formats to students who are blind and visually impaired. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.